From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting the Star-Spangled Banner in Cuba. Some never thought they'd live to hear it as a Cuban military band strikes up the Star-Spangled Banner as Cuban President Raul Castro welcomes U.S. President Barack Obama to the Palace of the Revolution. The two presidents are meeting and are expected to discuss ways to advance normalization in areas of disagreement, such as human rights. President Obama began the second day of his three-day visit with a wreath-laying ceremony at the Monument of Cuban Independence, hero for José Martí at the Plaza of the Revolution. Throughout Havana on Sunday, people lined the streets as the U.S. president's motorcade rolled by, with crowds waving, cheering, blowing kisses, and chanting Obama's name. President Obama made history Sunday as the first sitting president in nearly 90 years to visit the island nation. North Korea has fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off the country's east coast. In Seoul earlier today, this is Soon Kim, the U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Policy.
I think our message is pretty clear that they should refrain from all provocative actions, including missile tests, which are clearly in violation of Security Council resolutions.
Last week, South Korean officials said the North fired medium-range missiles into the sea in defiance of U.S. sanctions. Officials in Somalia say al-Shabaab militants have attacked a Somali government military base, killing at least six soldiers. Authorities say the insurgents attacked the base 40 kilometers south of Mogadishu from two directions early Monday. Sunday, Kenya's military said that it killed 34 al-Shabaab militants in two separate clashes. This is VOA News.